Despite its reputation for violent crime, security in Rio de Janeiro has improved in recent years. Much of this success is due to the introduction of police pacification units, or UPPs, into the city's gang-ridden favelas. But last week, 10 officers from the UPP in Rocinha, Brazil's largest shantytown, were charged with the torture and murder of one of its residents. The disappearance of Amarildo da Silva, a bricklayer and father of six, has undermined the city's shaky confidence in its police. On Sunday, Bruce Douglas followed the security forces into another network of favelas to see if they were still welcomed by its citizens.
It's just gone 4:30 in the morning and I'm waiting in a street outside the Complexo de Lins, which is the next favela community to be pacified. There's a row of about 14 armoured vehicles here and around about 150 heavily armed troops. As helicopters from the military and the local news media buzzed overhead, residents came out to watch. Claudia Guerreira, who has lived in the street for 40 years, told me she found the display of force frightening, but hoped it would make her neighbourhood safer. So the special operations units have now arrived. They're climbing into the armoured personnel carriers, and the operation appears to be about to go ahead. I'm inside the favela, climbing up a steep hill behind the shock troops of the BOPE, the Special Operations Unit. So far, all is calm. It's a beautiful, sunny morning. Some of the residents are out trying to see what's going on. There are helicopters still buzzing overhead. One of the BOPE officers explained to me that his team's role in pacification was to look for drugs, weapons and wanted criminals. Complexo de Lins, in Rio's northern zone, was controlled by the Comando Vermelho, the most powerful drug gang in the city. Since 2008, the pacification process has focused on the favelas in Rio's wealthy, touristic southern zone, driving much of the gang violence north. As a result, most of the residents welcomed, albeit cautiously, the arrival of the police. It's going to be better, this man told me. There won't be any more violence.
Tem menos medo, entendeu?
This woman told me that she would now have less fear. But others are wary of the police presence. Milena Moura moved to the neighbourhood a year ago. Previously, she lived in another pacified favela, the Complexo do Alemão.
Today it's pretty difficult to have confidence in the police. I spent 2 years in a pacified favela and I saw some things that the police did that I didn't like at all. They were often very violent with the residents and they beat people for no reason at all.
I asked her if she could imagine something like the Amarildo case happening here.
Pode sim.
Yes, it could happen. I've had friends taken by the police. They picked them up, took them to some hidden place and beat them. I don't feel safe with either traffickers or the police.
I'm Rodrigo Martins. I'm a public defender in the state of Rio de Janeiro. We came here to watch and observe the occupation of these favelas.
Rodrigo Martin explained why many residents were uneasy about pacification.
The special ops, they go stay, for 2 weeks, and then they install a unit with other cops that will be here for a long time, as the government says. But they don't know if it's going to last and if it's going to work. So I think they get afraid.
Do you think the residents are more afraid following the high-profile case of Amarildo this week?
The Amarildo case, it just showed up, this lack of confidence. People, they do doubt some actions of the police, so it's not the first time it has happened. There are other cases. I think it's not only a matter of police actions. The confidence is in the state, so they probably should give some public actions in general, like health, education, and housing conditions.
Povo do Rio de Janeiro, a Polícia Militar está dando continuidade ao projeto de pacificação da nossa cidade.
By mid-morning, the police have secured the favela. As with most of the heavily advertised pacifications, not a shot was fired. The one police officer was killed and two injured. in the run-up to the operation.
Já fizemos algumas apreensões, como pistola, tivemos duas pistolas apreendidas.
As city sanitation workers, dressed in their distinctive orange garb, moved into the favela ahead of a flag-raising ceremony, Colonel Claudio Costa, head of public relations for the military police, told me the operation had been a success. Two guns and a significant amount of drugs were seized, and one man was taken prisoner. Later that day, the governor of Rio State, Sergio Cabral, said the Amarildo case was not the mark of the UPPs, and that the pacification process would continue.
Estamos agora ocupando uma comunidade do seu bairro. Contamos com a sua colaboração para que a paz finalmente se restabeleça.